You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps. Our Lenten meditation today is taken from Matthew chapter 6, 1 to 6, and 16 to 18. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, and you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The aim of our Lenten journey is for the Father who sees in secret to reward us. There is a great challenge for us as we do many practices this season to do it for the sake of show or for the sake of others seeing us doing something that is holy or religious. But the Gospel of Matthew reminds us that the more important journey is not what is seen by people, but what is seen by the Father in heaven, the journey inside our hearts. The journey of true repentance, the journey of giving to others, not for show, but for the sake of expressing generosity that comes from the heart. So in this season, we are warned that the practices that we would engage in be practiced for the sake of the internal journey of transformation. And that journey inside of us is a journey that will be rewarded by God alone, because God alone knows what's inside our hearts. Let's take this journey inside our hearts, the journey that's meant to transform us from within, so that we can live lives that are faithful, not only externally, but also internally.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.